This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the Good Day program, July 11th. So we're one-third of the way through the month of July. How about that for the time ticking away? Tick, 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 tick. It's,
every day. It's one day closer to winter. You know that that's how
boo.
I feel.
Boo! Boo! No! Okay, let's enjoy the...
Boo comes first in October with Halloween.
Boo, that's right, it does. The end of the growing season, kind of, manner of speaking. All right, I don't want to talk about that. Things are just coming into season. Let's not even talk about the end of the season. We'll all live to regret that. If we're interested, well, there's a certain amount of enlightenment that goes with what Jay has said. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here. Yeah, trying to enlighten you. Conversation about the events of the day, the issues of the day, and the people that are making things happen. It is inevitable that we experience time, right? Just what's the expression? Time marches on. If you are a self-aware person, you are taking advantage of every moment, right? Every second, every minute, every hour of the day, something to behold and enjoyed, because as the clock ticks, it seems to be faster. As you get older, mm-hmm. How many times have you heard that from maybe your parents?
Well, when you look at it mathematically speaking, it totally makes sense. Because when you're 5 years old, 1 year of your life is one-fifth of your life.
Yeah.
When you're 25, 1 year is one-twenty-fifth. And then when you're 40, one-fortieth. So time actually is going a lot faster the older you get.
Yeah. All right, so let's see what we can find here that will interest and amuse people. How about trying this? The story of the Texas lady, the pregnant woman, who was pulled over for driving in the HOV, the high occupancy vehicle lane. And the police said, well, there's only one person in the car here. You're violating the rules and the law. She said, no. She got a ticket because she was by herself in the car. She said, no, I wasn't by myself. I am pregnant. I've got an unborn child. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to argue against that? Let's say you're the judge. What do you do?
Hopefully she gets a really great lawyer who can easily shut this thing, because she received the $275 ticket.
Yeah.
She is planning to fight. The court date is scheduled for July 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Texas Penal Code, the term, quote-unquote, individual refers to a human being who is alive, including an unborn child, at every stage of gestation, from fertilization until birth. So, she's not wrong.
No, she isn't. So, especially in Texas, where they're all worried about Roe v. Wade, and what the definition of an unborn... Yeah.
Texas is one of the trigger law states. So, this is one of those...
Good luck trying to get that through the system there, you guys. I think you're going to be, what do they say, S-O-L, right?
What
happens. Yeah, not going to be able to make it through there. All right. The midterm is upon us. Very interesting construct here, because Joe Biden's not popular, A. B, Republicans are not popular with Democrats because of Roe v. Wade. And C, the Democrats don't seem to have the organization. The Republicans have organization. They don't have a lot of great people, but they have organization. And Joe Biden, is he the best guy to run the country? Not by a long shot. But yet he's president. How'd he get there? Because the Democratic machine got him elected. And and Trump, by the way, was not part of the Republican. The Republican machine thought he was anathema. They hated him. They didn't want anything to do with Trump. So he managed to get by the machine. And in my mind, this proves something that I've thought for a long time. The Republicans, the machine organization of the Republican Party, is not as well organized as the Democrats, because the Democrats managed from, was it North Carolina, South Carolina? One of those two, wherever Biden came out of the woods and became the forerunner, that was because the machine worked it over. The machine, I have no, the party politics and the machinery of the party politics has ruined elections, ruined the country, as far as I'm concerned, in a big way.
Look at how many people have to drop out because they don't get enough funds raised from owners.
It's all about money.
All of that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, you have a lot of people who probably could be one of the most qualified, but they're just, they're behind in the financial situation, and so therefore they're not eligible to go get on the big stage, and then we're stuck between two people that, let's be honest, most people didn't want to vote either
one of them. No!
Yeah. And rather than voting for who you want in office, a bunch of people found themselves voting against who they didn't want in office.
I haven't, voting instead of for, you're voting against. I haven't voted for a winner, as I said, for a long, long time. I usually vote the Libertarian ticket. But I'm looking at a poll, and the question, this is a good poll for us to have our own results on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Do you think the U.S. is on the right track, headed in the right direction or the wrong direction? According to New York Times, Siena College poll released today, 79% of Americans, and they interviewed 2,000 people for this all across the country. And 79.8% say we are headed in the wrong direction. And counter to that, 14% say we're on the right track. That's an unbelievable indictment of what's going on in the country. Unbelievable. Most of us don't like much of anything that's going on in terms of the direction of our country. So, and part of it is, you know, who would you vote for, Biden or Trump? And there's no excitement for either one of them. To go back to what you just said, hold your nose and vote for somebody that, you know, they are, Biden and Trump are almost equally paired on the unpopular side. So why are we talking about the two of these guys running against each other in 2024 when they are so unpopular with the average American? Yeah, the hardcore nutbirds who love either, you know, Biden or Trump, but that's the hardcore. But you see what happens? Here's the perfect example. I give you again the system. And the system gives you an opportunity to get rid of these lunatics in the primary season. But do people vote in the primary? You're lucky to see. We have last time there was a primary here in my community, 22% of the people that could vote voted. And the final election was like 82%. So everybody thinks that it's the final election. No! If you understand anything about how this government works, and hopefully we seem to be going back to teaching people civics so you understand actually how the program, the primaries in the country work, if you're dissatisfied, the time to express yourself or to get under the skin, if you will, of the people who are in charge, and I put that in quotation marks, is to go vote for somebody that's different in the primaries. Because by the time, at the rate things are going, by the time you get to the final election in November, the people who most folks find desirable haven't found their way to the final ballot because they didn't have enough money, they didn't have enough name recognition, whatever it is. Didn't mean they were bad candidates. Matter of fact, most of them are really pretty good candidates. I'm supporting a kid named Mark Tajdian to run for Congress. The people that represent Massachusetts suck. All of them. Terrible. All the congressional, I think there's 14 congressional delegates. They're awful. They all vote, and then they spend your taxpayer dollars. I just got Congressman Catherine Clark, I think, is the congressman for my area. She's horrible. She's a horror show. A waste of everybody's time, and yet she's using taxpayer dollars to blow her own horn as to how wonderful she is, what she's done. Baloney. Anyway, here we are with vulnerabilities on both sides, and you can be the difference. Your vote is so important. What I find difficult about as they dig into some of the nuance, Jay, of this performance review, the number one thing people don't like about Biden is his age. Now, I find that I find it to be offensive because I guess I'm in that category. But I don't. Now, does that make me a bad radio host? One of the people that does advertising sales for the program talked to a client who had been on the program for quite a long time, and I happened to be in the room when he was talking to him. And so he called the guy and he said, "Hey, I'm representing Doug Steffen now. Yeah, I know you used to advertise with him." And the guy's response was, "Yeah, he's been around for a long time." So, that sometimes works for you, sometimes it works against you.
But isn't age just a number? Because we know a lot of people who are early 20s, and some of them are some of the most
useless
people, and others are so mature. And then people in their 80s who seem a lot older than they are, and then there's other people in their 80s who seem like they're 50s still, 60s.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right, 17 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Are you looking for an escape? An immersive getaway? There's a place for all your wildest dreams. Perhaps you enjoy rapping along to Paperboy. Or you believe that blessed be the fruit. Or you dream of yelling, huzzah! So whether you're sworn to Team Kim, or you just want a mystery murder, there's a place for you. From Atlanta to Only Murders in the Building to the Kardashians and more. It's all on Hulu. Check into your obsession. Hulu subscription required. Terms apply. Visit Hulu.com for plan details.
Now, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
All right, I have a quick advice, a point of advice, shall we say. If you are someone who is concerned about what happens after you die, and you want to be able to protect your family, you want to have peace of mind, so whatever your malady, no matter where you are on the scale, there is an insurance policy from Term Provider for you. They shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do it. And then they get the best rate for you. All you have to do is call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. Give them your life story, I'm sure in capsule form. Look at the tens of thousands of people who have, kind of just like you, have got problems. Maybe they've got a little heavy and they're concerned about... Maybe they're a lot heavy. They're concerned about being able to get life insurance. You can get it. It's 800-230-2777. That's the place to start. Go there. Check them out. Big Lou may answer the phone. Talk to him. Tell him you want $1 million in term life coverage. Give him your age, a little bit of your background, and they'll have a policy for you before you know it. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to check the trending boxes on the social media with our first focus on Vince McMahon. Vince was one of those wonderful guys. He actually came up, he and his wife, with the idea for the World Wrestling Federation, and then it's gone somewhat awry, and we'll talk about why that is the situation after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's going on? What's going on? 24 after the hour. I was just speculating with the members of the staff here, Jay, as to what Linda McMahon might be doing, the wife of Vince McMahon. Apparently she has said nothing, at least so far, about all these sexual encounters that her husband has used corporate money. She, by the way, runs the company. She's the president, chief executive officer, and Vince is the guy behind making all the deals, yada, yada, yada. And because they have done so well, he's a billionaire. So lots of the young wrestling ladies probably are interested. Maybe, I don't know, who starts these things? The young girls or the old guys? Maybe a little of both. In this case, this guy's a scumbag. You can tell by looking at him that he's a, you know. And so why does she stay married to him? I suppose that would be the question, right?
That's one question.
Okay.
There's a lot of questions in this.
There are. Like, so who's dumb enough to do this? Yeah.
Wall Street Journal did this report and claims that Vince McMahon basically agreed to pay over $12 million in hush money to 4 different women over the period of 16 years. And one of them was not named, but one of them was they're all associated with WWE, but one of them was one of the wrestlers. And apparently, in 2018, after this wrestler said they decided not to, or no, in 2018, that's when the negotiation happened for the $7.5 million settlement in exchange for her silence. That's what her lawyer got her. But apparently she decided that she didn't want to do any sexual favors, no more sexual encounters with him. And then he did not re-sign her contract to continue to be a wrestler. So that's that one.
The
other women got between $1 million and $3 million. There was a paralegal that got $3 million from the WWE just to keep all this hush money, and yeah, it's all coming out.
Zippity-doo-dah.
I think it was more like unzippity-doo-dah.
Unzippity-doo-dah, yeah, thank you very much. Yep. So Vince McMahon gets caught with his pants down, and I mean, looking at the guy and what the business is all about, the thing that is so appalling is these women are getting just like the men. Now all they do is yell and scream, and who's stupid enough to go to these things and think this is cool? The people in the audience, is this America today? People that want to, and there's a wrestling show on every night, like a football game. Football game in season, every night you can find a football game. And pretty much any night of the week, you can find wrestling of some sort.
There's so many different outlets that aren't even related to each other, because there's WWE, there's AEW, which are two completely different things. But the athleticism, even though it's choreographed and these fights are planned out, you know, like they already know who the winner is going to be ahead of time. They're actually doing these stunts. These are basically like we're watching stunt men and stunt women, stunt people doing all of these astounding
28 past the hour.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available.
In the know, I'm Mariah Hopperman. Brian Moody, executive editor for Kelley Blue Book, has tips for your next road trip.
Gas prices remain high but seem more palatable to many travelers compared with the climbing cost of airfare. As you hit the road this summer, a little prep can help ensure a smooth vacation. Make sure your car is up to date with service and maintenance, and stock the car with essentials like phone chargers, a first aid kit, water, and snacks.
Avoid driving during rush hours and plan to avoid peak traffic times on weekends and holidays.
For safety's sake, keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Avoid multitasking by putting a passenger in charge of navigation and music. Check your vehicle's tire pressure, wiper blades, fluid levels, lights, and air conditioning. And pack masks. Due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, you may...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Los Angeles Department of Elections determined the petition to recall Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has enough signatures to trigger an election. Tim Leinberger on KTLA 5 is a part of the Gascon recall.
Los Angeles residents are really making their voice loud and clear with today's submission, and we're excited to finally be to this point, but it's sad that we even have to do it in the first place. There's too much at stake.
Nearly 715,000 signatures were collected. A total of 567,000 ballot signatures were needed. A fire in California's Sierra Nevadas continued to expand, with sprinklers being deployed to protect over 500 of the giant sequoia trees. The blaze in Yosemite National Park was measured at 2,044 acres Sunday evening, zero containment. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson says the Biden administration is breaking the law by violating the Hyde Amendment. The Biden administration is being accused of flying illegal immigrants to other states for abortion services paid for by the American taxpayer. Dr. Carson on Newsmax.
I mean, that was the reason that the Hyde Amendment was put forth. And, of course, as a senator, Biden was completely behind the Hyde Amendment. And even in cases of incest and rape. So talk about a 180-degree flip. He has done that. But, you know, is it really fair to the American citizens to have to take on the burden when they've already got so many burdens of their own, particularly financial burdens with the inflation roaring and with the economy going south, with people's 401ks going south? Why are we now picking up more debt? And what's very interesting, and it tells you exactly what you need to know, and that is that this is all intentional and planned on their behalf.
The second of two consecutive supermoons will be glowing brightly in the night sky this week as the full buck moon of July 2022 rises and gives skywatchers some eye candy. The moon will officially reach its fullest phase at 2:37 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, so it'll be at its biggest and brightest when it rises above the horizon Wednesday night. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Gracious, great balls of fire. It's the 11th of July. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The Russians have a problem. Well, I guess they have more than one problem.
A problem.
Their biggest problem, it seems, is that they're running out of soldiers. They don't have enough soldiers. Either there have been, you know, there have been, they don't tell you how many have been killed, but the Ukrainians figure that they've killed 14 or 15,000 Russian soldiers, if not more.
And many that didn't want to have any part of this are being forced into it. So who's fleeing?
Well, the AWOL list is about twice that long. Supposedly the Russians have sent 40,000 some odd troops into the Ukraine at one point in time or another over the course of this last however many months, 5 months, I guess it's been going on. And there are only about 10,000 left. So what they're doing is starting, it's not called a national draft, but basically it's a strong arm tactic. They come to your house and they say, okay, we'll give you all this cash and you can go and make money. Or we'll shoot you, one or the other. Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to take the money and run, literally. And so that's what they're doing. A lot of men, and they're trying to conscript women, too, because, you know, the Russian women often are pretty tough. Eastern European women are pretty, you know, pretty tough stock. So they go into the service as well and be able to handle the stuff as well as most of the men. So that's what's going on there. Plus, the people who are trying to figure out what to do with Brittany Griner. This is one of the things, you know, I was talking the last half hour about the poll and what people think about Biden. And one of the number one problems people have is his lack of action on Brittany Griner. People who don't know anything about the WNBA, or they don't follow it anyway, people who may or may not know that she's one of the stars, and they may or may not know that she was arrested because she had marijuana, or whatever, any number of things, but they know who she is. And they know that Biden isn't doing what they think is enough.
Mm-hmm. So and she's even playing for not just herself, but all of the other Americans who are being detained in Russia.
Right.
All of the other Americans we're not even talking about.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think that it's good to know, in a manner of speaking, that this sort of thing, that the Russians are falling apart. They have technology, but they don't have support in terms of the human cost of lives and what people are. And so the question then comes, most of the people that they're conscripting are millennials. And most of the support in Russia for this war is among millennials. So you'd think that somehow or other word would get back to their friends as to what this is really all about, instead of what the Russian propaganda machine says and what the social media says. Isn't that seems counterintuitive to me. That the people who seem to be most supportive are the ones, once they get involved, are the ones who want to get out first. So, listen, stranger things have happened. Big fire this weekend in Yosemite National Park. 2,000 acres burned. Giant sequoia trees. This is always what worries, I think probably it's something on my mind, where they're having all of these fires in Northern California where the giant redwoods are. Mm-hmm. How many of them destroyed? You know how old these things are?
It's so sad. It's so sad. And this Washburn fire is, it doesn't seem like it's getting contained yet.
No, I don't think it is. No, I don't think it is yet. Nope. Some really exciting news coming from NASA. They have the pictures from the new James Webb Space Telescope, and they're going to publish them tomorrow. But supposedly there are unbelievable looks into not only our galaxy, but way beyond, things that only scientists have been able to imagine. You know, they imagine how many planets there are in the Milky Way galaxy. But then, do you know that there are millions of galaxies like ours? And there are millions of planets in our galaxy. We are one of the smallest solar systems in the galaxy. And we're living in one of the smallest galaxies. It's so, I mean, how do you even imagine? Yeah, your mind doesn't go.
Way.
No.
Right?
Unbelievable. But yeah, we get involved in all kinds of things. I wanted to, there was one other thing here, and I hesitate to underscore this, but I think it's worth mentioning for a couple of reasons, and I'll tell you why. The Las Vegas Raiders have hired a new NFL team president. Her name is Sandra Douglas Morgan. The reason that there is an announcement about this is because she's black and she's a woman. Okay. So, is she the most qualified?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Her resume says so. Absolutely.
Okay. So,
she's very qualified. But the reason it's used is because it is history making.
Yeah. Well, but why? I mean, that shows you how immature we are. Why shouldn't there be a black woman? Why shouldn't there be somebody who's black and/or somebody who's a woman? Just because they're black and/or women, does that discount? You know, the NFL is probably one of the most sexist organizations in the history of mankind. So the fact that there's pressure on them, probably from who knows which direction, but you can be sure that club doesn't want to. You know, what was the guy's name that did started McDonald's? Cox, was it? No, it wasn't Cox, but it was something close to that. And his wife.
The original McDonald's
factory? Yeah, no. The McDonald's brothers. But they were bought out by this guy. He expanded them. Oh, come on. I can see this guy
Ray
in
Kroc?
The movie. Kroc. That's it. Kroc. Yep. So, Mrs. Wood, didn't he own the L.A. Football team? I'm pretty sure it was one of the teams, and his wife took it over. But she didn't run it. She just owned it. There's a difference between running and owning. And there's a club of owners, and there's a club of managers. And it's a club. It's like the club that is the Congress of the United States, the club that is the Senate of the United States, the club that is in the radio talk business, right? I mean, look at we're all different clubs. And sometimes it's hard to break in to, speaking of the radio club, it's a long time before we had any good black radio hosts, and then that was a big deal. The guy's black and he's doing a talk show? Oh, no! He's good and he's doing a talk show. Or she's good and she's doing a talk show. I think I'm trying to remember back. Larry Elder and I started on the same day in 1993 on KBC. And I'm trying to remember what there was around that. Because there were no other black guys on talk radio in L.A. at the time. And now I'm trying to think of who's black on the air in L.A. now. And I don't think there is. Anyway, Larry's off the air doing something else. I don't think there. I can't think of another black guy doing talk radio in L.A. There are some guys in Baltimore. As Larry Wilson, I think is his name. What a great guy. He's been doing talk radio for a long time in Baltimore. But other than that, there's what's his face on Sirius XM. Who's an egomaniac. I never cared for him. Anyway, but I'd call him an egomaniac. It had nothing to do with him being black, except that his shtick is being black. I think there's nothing that brings people together or separates them more than to look at stuff that way. So anyway, I've lost Victoria used to say to me, okay, we buried the headline here. The Las Vegas Raiders announced they're hiring Sandra Douglas Morgan to be the new president.
Yeah.
That apparently is the headline. Yeah, she's an attorney. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, former attorney. She was an attorney for the Raiders. She was a vice chair on the Las Vegas Super Bowl host committee. She's worked with the Nevada State Athletic Commission. She's done all kinds of stuff.
So the last guy who was the president of the team was fired by the organization. Dan Ventro is his name. He says the reason he was fired is because he reported to the NFL that the owner of the team, Mark Davis, did nothing about the hostile work environment there. Well, if you're running the team, pal, then the hostile work environment's your problem, not the owner's. If you're really doing your job, then you've kind of kicked yourself in the butt by suggesting it was a hostile work environment. Maybe that's why you get fired, because maybe it's you.
Yeah, they released the statement that he was going away, they were just like, this is the only statement we're going to make. He's no longer part of the organization. Move on.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So then let's move on. Elon Musk in our focus after this.
Secret recipe fries, ranch, and ice cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
Here's a thought. You wouldn't wear your PJs to an important business meeting, right? So why would you wear your running shoes on a serious walk?
You need footwear that was designed specifically for walking. And nobody on the planet makes walking shoes that can even touch Skechers Go Walk style, the world leader in technical walking footwear. Skechers are walking shoes specialists, and Go Walk has a variety of technical walking products that will show you what your walk has been missing. Like Go Walk Hyperburst with foam that's ultra lightweight with incredible rebounds that helps propel you forward with every step. Or Go Walk Arch Fit with podiatrist certified arch support that gives your walk the comfort and support you need mile after mile. And not only do Go Walk styles bring the tech, they bring the comfort. And with all the colors and designs you love in both easy slip-on and sporty lace-ups. Plus, they're even machine washable and surprisingly affordable. That's walking smart. So don't walk in shoes made for something else. Walk in shoes specially designed for walking. Skechers Go Walk. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
46 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wah, 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 wah. Those millennials are at it again. Now, there's a poll suggesting that millennials are feeling like they've been left behind. They're indebted. They're unable to live up to their expectations. They're just feeling sad about life. Really? I wonder about everybody else who has the same problems, but they don't whine about it. They do something about it. So how about you do something about it? It's a 3.5% unemployment rate. Go find a better job. Go do...
But let's keep in mind, too, how much was a house when you bought your first house, Doug?
I paid $46,000 for my first house.
And how much did it cost to go to college? These are all prices, these are all costs that have risen significantly. Yet, everybody's still being entry-level jobs are still entry-level wages, which those have not risen at all.
So work your way up the ladder. Do better
at work.
That's
what people are doing. I know so many people who went to college for really good majors, and they can't do anything because they're still paying off those college loans.
Well, there's something about that.
They should be making bank at this point, too.
By the way, there are a lot of people who are rethinking their college plans for this fall, young women especially, who were going to college in a state that now has banned abortion. So if you don't, a lot of students who are, quote-unquote, afraid, I don't know if that's the right word or not, but giving second thought, and so are their parents. Because let's say you go to college and you get frisky and you're not using protection.
Raped.
Yeah, or raped. Yeah, exactly. And they will face discrimination in a lot of these states. And so the colleges are now notifying their boards of directors, and this stuff is leaking out, that they may not have the kind of population, student population, incoming population, and not only in freshman classes, but sophomore, junior, seniors in these states where they, see, these are the unintended consequences of all of this stuff. And you can hold the Democrats responsible if you want to, if that's the way you feel, because they could have codified Roe any number of times over the past 15, and they said they were going to, but they didn't.
Everyone wants to blame everybody else. And a lot of this, too, is a matter of protesting in the pure sense of not that somebody would feel like they might need an abortion, so therefore they can't go. It's just the fact of that's a state where my rights as a human being has been taken away.
Correct. That is the way it works. And so there are a lot of, but you're going to see that. That came to my mind, having seen that after what you said about college expenses. And, and you know, there are some people who want to have it free. Well, it isn't free. It'll just be somebody else paying for it, not you. And whether that's a whole different can of worms under the circumstances, but certainly. I forgot to talk about Elon Musk. He's terminating his deal with Twitter.
Twitter's not happy.
10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In store only.
All right, 53 after the hour now at Doug Steffens Good Day program. I can't quite hear myself because the music is so loud. Maybe somebody in there. Ah, there we go. Thank you. Hi, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, Movie Moments. Why are we playing Escape from New York?
That's a good theme, John. I wanted to play it for at least another 5 minutes. You have no patience anymore.
I learned that from you. Thanks very much.
Okay.
All right. So
we're playing that because this week in movie history, July 10th, 1981, John Carpenter's Escape from New York hit theaters. It was produced on a budget of $6 million, wound up grossing $25 million at the U.S. box office, so it was a nice-sized hit. It was his second collaboration with actor Kurt Russell. The first was a TV movie, Elvis, and then he wound up doing Big Trouble in Little China and The Thing, also with Kurt Russell. And really, Carpenter changed Kurt Russell's career trajectory big time with this film because Russell did a lot of Disney movies, and this turned him into an anti-hero. The industry saw him in a different light, and he's had an amazing career. Kurt Russell, but I like this film, and it took place in New York, and it was actually filmed in St. Louis, Missouri, and all the New York skyline with
right.
matte paintings, and that's what I love about early 80s movies, before the bombastic special effects and CGI, everything right. was crafted, matte paintings and practical effects, and this is a great example of that place and time. I like this movie a lot, Escape from New York, released this week in film, 1981.
Okay, let's get to the big story of the weekend, and the big story is Natalie Portman's arms. Apparently,
really?
Her biceps have stolen the movie, according to an article in this morning's Wall Street Journal. Her brawny arms are in there are a lot of meathead girls. Supposedly, according to the Wall Street Journal, this is how little they know about this. Women and their physical prowess and working out and the new thing for women, millennials, Jay. is to get muscular, is to get to build up the, you know, and I think it's, I for one think it's, no matter what the age, I think it's a very attractive look. And so you had to look, I looked twice at her because I didn't recognize her. She used to be kind of waifish, but she has grown up on the screen and grown up in this circumstance. Apparently she was boxing, she was doing core workouts, weightlifted a lot, and worked very rigorously, and it looks like it. She ate enough protein. She was a vegan, you told me before, right, Jay?
And then yeah, she's been a vegan for a long time, so she had to supplement a lot of protein shakes because otherwise she would have just kept losing weight instead of bulking up.
Right.
I got to tell you, I walked into this movie on a Saturday afternoon. My expectations are not high. To me, Thor is not Batman. Batman I take very seriously because I love the character. But, yeah, so I walked in with no expectations. And I knew going in, a lot of people said, this is a lot of comedy in this movie. The last Thor movie, Thor Ragnarok, had a lot of comedy, same director. And I didn't like that film very much. So I walked in, and I don't know if I was just in the right mood, but I found this movie entertaining. It held my attention. Yeah, it's sort of pointless, mindless entertainment. But I got to tell you, He is Chris Hemsworth. His comic timing is incredible. He's become a tremendously entertaining comic line delivery actor as Thor. Some people like that, some people do not. But I got to tell you, there's a scene in this movie, Doug, with Russell Crowe as the god Zeus.
Really?
And I kid you not, it's like 15 minutes. This scene feels like Mel Brooks came into the set and directed it, and he's channeling Dom DeLuise. I felt like I was watching History of the World Part 1 or 2. Like, really? That's how off the rails the comedy is in this movie. Like, they're going for a laugh every line in this movie. Now, some people find that very entertaining, but there's a lot of core, hardcore comic fans who love Thor from the comic who don't like this direction at all. Having said that, he's got a lot of talent, Chris Hemsworth. As Thor, in other stuff, he really hasn't hit creatively like he has in this franchise, but they've turned this, they've morphed Thor into something very different than it was in the first two installments.
I might go see it myself for a number of reasons.
I was entertained. I have to be. I was entertained. She's really good, Natalie Portman, in this movie.
She has
good chemistry. It's very light banner. It's sort of like a romantic comedy love story in the MCU Marvel universe. It's very different. But
was some rumors that the two of them were romantic? Married? Is she married?
I
would say it's not true.
Happily married?
I don't know. I have no idea.
All right. Anyway, so the other thing
that came in number one. That came in number one. $143 million opening weekend.
Wow.
It sort of blew past expectations. It was tracking around 115, 120. That's a really good number. Let's see how it holds up. Minions number two, $45 million. Weekend number two, $210 million in 10 days.
59.
Top Gun Maverick.
Past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.